The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to healthy living and weight loss will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may contain income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Monday night coach leadership call. I want to welcome everybody, especially those of you that are brand new. If this is your first time on one of our Monday night calls, you've made the right move by being here. This is like must-see TV. This is where you get around the community of Optavia. You learn a lot of stuff, and you really stay at the heartbeat of the business. My name is Dan Bell. I'm your host for tonight, and I'm really excited about the call that we've got teed up for you. I think you're going to learn a lot, really kind of the deeper part of Optavia, really what we stand for and how we impact the world. You know, a while back, we introduced the six habits of transformational leadership in Optavia. And three of them have to do with self-leadership. The other three have to do with dealing with people. And the last one is really our impact. It really speaks to society, our mission, and the impact that we have in the world. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about delivering extraordinary results and serving mankind, serving to better mankind. And I've got two tremendous business coaches or teams here tonight that are going to be sharing with you that really have a lot to say about this. And I want you to take notes tonight because this, when you get Optavia in your heart, when you really understand what we do, it goes way beyond us. So I have the pleasure tonight to introduce our first couple, and that's Integrated Presidential Directors, Laura and Bob Gaffney. Laura, Bob, are you guys there?
Hey, Dan. Yes, we are. Good evening. Thank you so much. Such an honor.
You're looking good. You must have good lighting.
Oh, thank you. It's well, a healthy glow.
And to talk about this subject, and can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Great. Thank you. And thanks for having us on. It's such an honor. You know, this habit number six really is one of our favorite because it embodies sort of where we started as coaches just 4 years ago and where we are today, really. And so habit six is we deliver extraordinary results and in the process, we serve to better mankind. And to elaborate on that a bit, and I am duplicating this from Coach Answers, our story may be extraordinary, but it's not unique. The universe plays no favorites. We have to do the work and make a decision that we are willing to do what it takes, willing to make the disciplines every day to move forward and bring others with us. That's what we do as a team. We decide that we are not special, but we are going to take this opportunity and go out and do the work necessary to be spectacular, because that is how we are going to change the world. And I just love that. You know, when we started our business just 4 years ago, you know, it actually started with me. And we owned a fitness center in Maryland. And I actually was looking for weight loss. I actually needed to lose some weight. And as you know, our program works amazingly. I lost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. And, you know, I was working on myself at the time and did not at that time see the bigger picture and what was in front of us. But, you know, soon enough, people in our gym started to notice. Gym members wanted what I had. And then eventually our little community in our rural Baltimore County in Maryland, they started to notice. And then, you know, a really cool thing happened was that people from other states started to notice and we started to attract a team of individuals. And I think it was like at that time when this business started to scale and we started to find ourselves building a team, that we realized that this was just so much bigger than the four walls that we were in our gym. And it was kind of like having an awakening, wasn't it?
It really was.
And we had to work through, some fears. We had to take the necessary steps every day. We were super disciplined. But what I want to emphasize here is that, we moved from thinking about ourselves, kind of an I culture, if you will, to thinking about we and our community, and then to thinking about the entire world. And that's where I love this habit, because we're talking about serving better mankind, and we know we can only do that with a team.
That's exactly right. And so about a year ago, something a little crazy happened to us here in the world, this little thing called COVID. And what it really did was it impacted thousands and thousands of lives. Us being small business owners, our business was closed for about 100 days. And during that time, what we did was we watched our business that we created 17 years ago basically dwindle into nothing. And we were faced with a big decision. We were faced with a decision to stay and ride out, which we didn't know was going to be the outcome, or really step in and face our fears and make a decision. And to Laura's point, really going from an I culture really to a we culture. You know, we do deliver extraordinary results, right? We are why defenders, right? We are agents of transformation. But what we wanted to do was we viewed this as a much, much larger mission, and really wanted to face our fears. So we chose to close our business, and we chose to step into that role of leadership and take this opportunity and really, really serve to better mankind. And here we are now serving people all over the world. We're currently on a walkabout, and we have the ability to run this business from all over the world, because it truly is a business without walls.
Yeah, it is. And we had to make that difficult decision to close a business that had always been our plan A, right? Mm-hmm. And when Optavia came along, we just did not understand the magnitude of the vehicle. We started to catch the dream when we met our mentors, Sam and Harold Prestonbach, and they call themselves the Freedom Parents. And if I'm honest with you, I didn't know what that meant when we first started coaching. I'm like, Freedom Parents, what does freedom even mean? Here we are and our gym is open 24/7. Freedom was kind of something way, way off in the distance that we couldn't imagine. But, very quickly, I began to understand, as things grew, and to see what that meant to us. But then to see the bigger picture, which is, we help people, we assist people and impact lives by helping with physical transformations, emotional transformations, and then the financial freedom and abundance that we can gift to people who desire it is just incredible. And, I love that part of what we get to do. It really brings the whole trilogy full circle.
So with that, Dan, thank you so much for the opportunity to speak on this habit. Like I said, this is one of our favorites, and we are now in a position where we truly get to serve this mission and really serve to better mankind on a much more global scale.
Well, you guys have a really tremendous story. I mean, 4 years, you're an integrated presidential directors. And I love what you said, Laura, that, you started out, it was really a self journey, right? Get yourself healthy. Yeah. And then things grew, you got involved in the business, started helping other people and seeing what that could do. Reminds me of the, old adage, to dig your well before you get thirsty, because you guys weren't necessarily looking for another business. You already had one that was consuming all your time. But so what happened was when COVID came along, you had an option, you had an escape route. And I know that you've had tremendous growth in your business. But the thing is that bottom line, when we move from me to we, what you talked about, this business is so fantastic because it really delivers on the win-win. Yes, you can become, a lot of businesses you can become successful in, but you kind of share that success with yourself. In our business, we're able to give it away. We're able to you know, reach out, touch somebody else and help them like you guys have done. And you're, you know, and you guys are just babies in the business. 4 years in the business is not long. I mean, you look at the runway you have ahead, and I know that you work internationally in our Asia Pacific market. You've been very active there and you know, touching people around the world. You know, if you think about 4 years ago, I don't know if you had any friends in Asia or not.
No,
not at all.
Not yeah. And that's really outside Maryland, right?
No, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's one of the things about what we do is that this business will lead you to areas and to people. You know, they're like I always say, there are people tonight that don't know you, you know, and in a year from now, you'll be really good friends with them. There are people tonight that aren't involved in our business that somehow along the way, either you or people in your organization are going to touch. And they're going to wind up, you know, changing their lives because the mission that we have and the vision that we have and the contribution we give is so much bigger. So I want to thank you for your story. We're going to bring you back to do an announcement a little bit, but thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you,
Dan. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome. And now I get the pleasure to introduce the man with the calm. And I know he's going to go really deep on this subject. He's just a tremendous human being and built a tremendous organization. So Integrated Presidential Director, Jamil Frazier. Jamil, are you there?
I am here tonight. Thank you so much. And you know, it's funny because I'm always honored to be on the national call. And I think about people like Bob and Laura and you, Dan, and Dr. Ray, who's hopefully, you know, really enjoying himself. But I think so many of us have started this program with sort of an I-centered mentality. Am I the only one? Like, drop a one in the chat if you really started this from sort of a individualistic, egoic sort of mindset. And I'm not saying that that's bad. I think we're all kind of looking for something. But what's interesting, and as you start on this journey, you know, you really start to take your eyes off and you're almost forced to, you know, the way that we serve the world and then serve the better mankind. That's just part of what this whole thing is. And it's still hard for me to explain, Dan, to a large degree, what are we? But I'm going to try to do my best in a short amount of time that I have and really kind of compute the way that I see it. See, we deliver extraordinary results and we serve the better mankind. What is that? You know, this is going to be 9 years for me this year. I mean, how many of you guys, how long have you been an OptaVia coach? Fill up the chat in the comments. How long has it been? For me, it's been 9 years. When I started, my oldest son was a year and a half. And now I look at him, he's about to turn 10 years old and I can hardly believe it. First of all, I was young back then. I didn't have the gray hairs and all the things that I have now. But I think about serve better mankind. And the one thing that I know is this is so much bigger than us. Have you guys started to see that? Have you felt it? And I want to talk to you new coaches because sometimes we start this and we think that it's about fuelings. Are some of you guys still finding yourself asking what's the ingredients? How many macros are in this thing? What's the sugar content, right? And then after a while, you start to realize that this is so much bigger than us. See, when I think about it, I think we all kind of come into this with we're a little weird. Can I just be honest for a second? And can we be your family? We're a little weird. We all got these fears and this doubt and this self-sabotage and feeling unworthy and not enough, or I feel unqualified. Anyone ever felt unqualified? How can I share this with someone, right? I'm not a speaker like Dan. And I don't have a gym like Bob and Laura. You know, so we're all covered with this metaphorical clay, but we're all a little weird. But I just think about OptaVia and I think about the power that we have in the world. And I really start with myself. I mean, take a guy like me, and so many of us have a similar story, you know, coming from really humble beginnings, you know, having a mom and a dad that were hooked on drugs and alcohol. I have four brothers and three sisters, and there's three different moms, right? I mean, that's a lot of kids with a lot of different parents. I grew up on welfare. We come from poverty. When I started OptaVia, I was full of ego, full of selfishness. I was an unimpressive husband. I was an average worker. I was 30 pounds overweight, had high blood pressure. I blame the world for my problems, and I sat here with my hands clapped together, wishing that everything around me and everyone around me would change so that I could be happy. I'm just asking, does anyone else have a similar story? So take a guy like that, right? It was a couple weeks ago, I put a status up on my Facebook and I asked the question. I said, what do you guys think are the major challenges for the average American, that the average American face today? What do you think some of the people said? You guys drop it in the chat. I said, what do you think the major challenges are for the average American in the world today? And I really didn't even have to ask, because you know and I know. I mean, most people are really suffering from their health, aren't they? Most people, their mental and emotional well-being is not where they want it to be. They don't have emotional agility and they don't have emotional security. Most people financially are nowhere close to where they want to be. They are just getting by. And then I started thinking about it. I said, what is probably the biggest challenge is there's just a lack of hope. Have you guys seen that too? Like, we live in this world of that is scattered with people that are suffering from hopelessness. And so as I've been able to really be in this thriving organism, as I started 9 years ago as such a fragment of a human being, I really started to think about Optavia like this. Any of you guys ever been to a carnival and you've been in a fun house? You know, you go in that fun house and it's all crazy and you go in these different rooms and then after a while you come out the back door and you usually are transformed, but you're usually transformed in like a weird, scary, frightened way. And some of you guys get really excited and you run back to the front of the line so that you could do it all over again. That's how I see Optavia. But we go in this fun house and on the other side, we come out transformed as conscious leaders. Have you guys seen that? Like, just think about it. So you go into this fun house and room number one is advanced visionary. That's your homeroom. Right? And then you graduate from there, you go into the next room and it's like your elective is personal responsibility. And then you graduate from that and you have an honors course in building grit. And then you go to the next room, you have accelerated studies in overcoming fear and self-doubt. And then there's just this little class on compassion and empathy. And then you get to go to mindfulness. And then how about ego maintenance? I know some of you guys tried to skip that class, but unfortunately you have to go back through and take it over again. What about embracing obstacles? I see this as a room that you go in and you just have people punch you in the face until you start to learn to say thank you. And I'm so glad that this is happening, not to me, but for me. Have you guys ever had that? So the last room, as you start to get out of this fun house, is where you get your master's degree, and that's called changing and elevating the world. Have you guys felt that now that you've been part of this community a little bit? And so when I think about we deliver extraordinary results and we serve to better mankind, I say, well, how do we do it? Well, first of all, Dr. A, man, this guy is he's a genius. I don't know how else to say it, but we have a transformational system that I have never not seen work. Right? Have you guys ever seen this thing fail for people that actually do what we say and don't try to mess it up, either on the client side or the coach side? I haven't seen it. Now, I've only been around for 9 years, but I have not seen it. We have our life book. We have our community. We have mentorship for free. You guys put hashtag free mentorship. I don't know too many places you could go. Like, I think about Dr. A, he gets on here every week. Just think if he had an hourly value, how much that would run you just to even be on this call. And we get that for free. We have systems that work. We have a mission to get behind. We have values, ethics. We have virtues. We have a pay it forward philosophy. We have beautiful products and services. We do good by doing good, what Dan just talked about. And we develop a sponsoring mindset and culture because we know we can't do it on our own. So when you get out of that house, you know, you get excited and you find yourself running back to the end of the line and getting back in. Why? Because you're going to screw up and you got to go through homeroom again. You're going to get scared. You're going to be trying to cut corners, trying to figure out your own systems instead of just following what's already there. You're going to have fear. You're going to still feel unqualified. Like, I sometimes feel unqualified even to be on a call like this. But we can still be in action and we can still offer. I think about the Justin Navinis of the world. And when that man first came to Optavia, he was unqualified. But I see what he's done with his family. I think about the Emily Yanez, the Josh and Michelle Bambas, the Priscilla Allens, the Annika Relifords, right? The Nick and Kirsten LaValleys. I see all these people. I see where they started when they first walked into that house and where they're at now. And then I see Ruby Manuel. You know who she is? That's my mom. My mom took 8 years to get started on this program. And now I've seen her transform, not just physically, but I've never seen her mental state like this. Never. And so I think about, you know, Dale Carnegie. What did he say a long time ago? We owe Scotsman. He said he wanted to spend the early part of his years really growing and stretching and becoming. And I'm going to accumulate in my young years. So as I get older, I give it all away. And so when I think about Optavia, I see it as this microcosm. I'm a microcosm of the world, right? My mom's a microcosm of the world. Dan's a microcosm of the world. Dr. A's a microcosm. You're a microcosm of the world. And if this thing has started to happen to transform you, just think about it. You now are part of this big, elaborate picture. So the ways we serve to better mankind really starts with you. I know you want them to go sponsor people, right? I know you want them to go bring on the clients. I know you want them to go have a big thriving business, but it starts with you. It starts with you, and then that expands to your family, and then that expands to your house, and then your community, and then your neighborhood, and then your city, and then your state, and your country, and eventually the world. The way we better to serve mankind starts with you. So it might look like we're just eating this little strange bar and losing some weight, but you are the answer that changes the world. And the truth of the matter is, we need more of you. We need way more of you. So Dan, I want to encourage the field. I want to encourage myself to don't shy away from this funhouse. Embrace all the classes, because literally the future of our kids depend on it. So Dan, back to you.
Jamil, that was brilliant. I really enjoy the way that you said that tonight. Well, you've got to stay back on. You got to come back on, Jamil, because I'm going to ask you some questions. So, you know, in just a short, concise way, you really kind of captured what this whole theme is all about. And then as I was watching you, and I remember when you first got started, and I've seen you evolve throughout the years, right? And one of the things that I see in you is the joy that you have in sharing this, because your financial needs, I mean, they were resolved a long time ago. Doesn't mean that you don't want more, or you're not going to develop more, but you've got that taken care of, and you understand the deep nature. There's very few things in life that that the average person comes across that can have this type of a legacy, this type of a long-term impact on the world. And you know, it's one person, like you said, starting your community, city, your state, so forth. But there's very few things that have the kind of ripple effect that Optavia has, you know. And you really always don't know the impact that you have on other people. I mean, and you think about, I think about this kind of, you know, you said we're a little bit weird. I think about the thin thread, right? The thin thread that connects us all. Because everybody that's here tonight is here because somebody along the way thought of them and invited them into this world, right? And if they had not invited them, they obviously wouldn't be experiencing this world, you know? So the impact that we have, you know, and sometimes people are with us for a season and may lead to somebody who grows, but everything happens for a reason, I think. And there are very few things that wield this kind of, this magnitude of impact that we have. Well, you said it well. You and the Gaffneys both said it very well. So thank you for that. And we're gonna kind of move on here. And we know on Wednesday nights, we have our Habits of Health call with everybody, and then our Stories of Transformation. So I wanna bring on Integrated Presidential Director, Amber and Jared Smithson, to come on and tell us a little bit about that, guys.
Hey, Dan.
Well, actually, I'm ahead of the game. Sorry. That's my mistake. No, you're talking about what's coming next.
Yes.
Let me rephrase that. I got so intrigued with what the other two guests have said that I got off track. So let me start over. We'll go to Wednesday night in just a minute. No, what we're talking about is right after this call, we have a field run call, and we have Amber and Jared Smithson is going to talk about the call that's coming up next. And this is a really important fundamental skill that they're going to talk about. So Amber and Jared, tell us about what's coming right after this call.
Thanks, Dan, appreciate it. And yeah, you know, honestly, we do the Habits of Health call a lot too. So I could see how the
wires, always willing.
We love it. We love
short notice, we're there.
Absolutely. No, we plan those far in ahead, yeah, just so you know, and those are not short notice. Okay, so just right after this call, we are doing the field-led training. And we're going to talk a little bit about what a leverage mindset is and how to identify and approach coach candidates and just the power of building a team and why you would even want to consider that, why that may or may not be part of your future. So we hope that you will go to our next Zoom room, 880-545-840. Anything else you want to add, Jared?
We're just carrying on what Jamil and Gaffney has just talked about. I mean, if you don't know why you want to build a team, that's exactly why you want to build a team. You're holding this gift in your hand. And if you, I think it's kind of selfish to just hand them part of the gift, right?
Yep. And for those folks that are new, this is a different Zoom room. So make sure you get that 880-545-840. As the next Zoom room, but it's going to be, if you ever get a chance to hear the Smithsons train, they're top shelf, you're going to learn a lot, and I'm looking forward to it, guys. Okay. All right, now I'm going back to our Wednesday night call that I messed up a little bit, and as I said, on Wednesday night, we have our Habits of Health call, and then we follow with Stories of Transformation, and I'm going to bring back Laura and Bob Gaffney to just talk a little bit about that because they're hosting that call this week.
Hey, yeah, thanks, Dan. So we're excited to be hosting the Wednesday call, the Habits of Health Community Time. And the topic is loving yourself to optimal health. So very excited about that. And following that, we have Stories of Transformation, some inspiring stories of transformation. And we have an amazing lineup for you on Wednesday of some people who have joined the team, very near and dear to us, and you're gonna love their stories. So, you know, invite anyone, clients, coaches, candidates, everyone is invited to this call.
Great, well, we're looking forward to it. And you want
and
to-
also, you definitely don't wanna forget that there's amazing reminders that we have and tools that you guys can use. So you wanna text Optavia Coach to 99,000 to opt into the Monday night coach webinar and reminders, or text Optavia 30 to 99,000 to opt into the Wednesday night Habits of Health Community Time and inspiring stories. So do yourself a favor, guys, plug in. You will not regret it. We're looking forward to seeing you all there for an amazing night. Dan, back to you.
Well, thank you, guys. You know, and that's the thing about Optavia, you know, we provide the support for coaches. It's kind of like, you know, there's two ways to learn, right? From your one way to learn is from your own mistakes, and the other way is to learn from the mistakes of others. And obviously the first way is a lot more painful, takes a lot more time. And so what we have, what we've been gifted with in OptaVia are tremendous leaders like you saw tonight. And we have tools, and we've got a whole system that if you plug into that system, you stay connected with your coach and get involved in this community, this is an environment for success. And that's why the people that are on the Monday night calls and they're on the Wednesday night calls are the ones that are growing their businesses. So, hopefully you got that tonight. You heard a great call tonight. I want to thank Laura and Bob, and also Jamil for your sharing tonight. It was awesome. It was powerful. And of course, Amber and Jared, we're looking forward to hearing from you in just a few minutes. And with that, I want to thank all of you for being on the call tonight, and let's grow this business. Let's keep it going, and let's go out and, you know, really impact the world the way that we can, like these folks have talked about tonight. So with that, good night, everybody. We'll see you in a little bit.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some independent OptaVia coaches or clients of OptaVia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may have contained income or earnings representations of some independent OptaVia coaches. OptaVia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with OptaVia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the OptaVia income disclosure statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. compensation plan, which differs from the international compensation plan. Yours in health, the OptaVia team.